Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
You've got to turn the microphones on.
Hey.
If you turn the microphone on, then you're doing all right. Oh, I was busted then. Welcome along to the podcast. I didn't have the microphones on. Been a consummate professional for 20 years, and all of a sudden you realise you're just a deal when you don't turn microphones on.
Don't worry. I do it a lot when I get on stage. I have stood on stage. Now, when you walk on stage with your guitar, quite often what you do is you plug it in. You plug it in.
You forget.
I have been on stage playing my guitar, and I'm going like, there's no sound coming from my guitar. There's no sound. And I haven't actually plugged it in.
Oh,
so it happens.
Yeah,
see?
It does. You know what? We got no Sammy today, so we're going to get through this podcast. What did we do in the show today?
Well, we talked about some little kid who's like a genius age of two.
And that's right. All right. Well, listen, just finish up because we've got to do the Mensa test right now. Yeah. So quickly wrap that up. We also took some great calls from George with Hoodies for Homeless. Talked about sex and what you can say during sex
naughty.
And dinner time. Sammy showed us how you can lose the belly fat, and a very big life-challenging discovery for Sammy Lucas. That's all coming up in this podcast. Don't go anywhere.
Damien, do you know what your IQ is? Have you ever tested it?
I think it's getting less and less as the years go on. When I was younger and I was in my prime, it was wonderful, I would imagine. No, it's I have no idea. IQs are weird.
You've got a degree, don't you? You got a university degree?
I do. Yeah. No. I'm a chemist. But it's an interesting thing. IQs, they can really vary. They kind of lean towards one direction, but they don't kind of cover creativity or even street smarts. So I'm not sure. I have no idea. Why do you know yours?
My IQ has just dropped significantly because Lolly's going nuts in the background. But no, I read this amazing story yesterday that intrigued me. There's a two-year-old girl from LA, Kasia Quest, her name is. They've just discovered she has an IQ of 146,
which is
50 IQ points above the average Aussie adult.
Oh my God.
So she's 50, a two-year-old is 50 IQ points smarter than the average Australian.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I mean, but again, you know, that the whole street smarts thing of that, a two-year-old would have no street smarts whatsoever. So it really is very analytical driven, isn't it?
She's been accepted into Mensa. It's this IQ society. Like, she's the youngest person that's ever been accepted into Mensa. When you consider, like, her IQ is 146, Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking both had IQs of 160. She's 146. Wow. She's only 2 years old. So her mum, everyone thinks their kid's smart, right? Like everyone I know says, oh, my kid's so smart because they're doing this. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
But this mum spotted when she was 17 months old, she could recognize all the alphabet, all the numbers, all the colors, all the shapes. She speaks English and Spanish. She's currently learning sign language. She can identify most of the elements of the periodic table, and she knows all 50 US states, and she is 2 years old.
Well, yeah, but what are the effects of a Big Mac on a two-year-old? I mean, seriously, can she tell us that?
I love, though, that her mum says she's still a regular two-year-old because she still is obsessed with Frozen and Paw Patrol.
So good girl.
Oh, there you go.
But I like to see. That's it. You know what? I got to be totally honest with you. I love hearing stories like this. I have a nephew who is... He's been elevated like 3 or 4 years in school and the whole lot. Gifted, like in certain areas. I mean, and it's great because this means the future's looking bright. We've got these little geniuses coming through that will find cures for things
cure
that we
cancer.
Want. You know, it's gorgeous.
Cure COVID.
I love it. Good on.
Do you know, so you don't know what your IQ is, Damien?
Like I say, I think my IQ has deteriorated immensely over the years.
Sammy, do you reckon you're smarter than me, though? Do you reckon your IQ's higher than mine? Who do you reckon Straney's got the higher IQ?
Well, I'm not an idiot, so I'm not going to suggest who's smarter than who. But can we sort this out? Can we find out?
I don't. IQ tests don't determine
Sounds like you're backtracking.
No, but I'm being totally honest. Like, creativity and all the rest is not covered in IQ.
Sure.
So it really doesn't summarize who you are.
We just want to find out who's smarter on the team.
Who's smarter is not right. It's who's got the higher IQ. I have no idea what my IQ is. I've never tested it. Because these IQ tests, there's a lot of mathematical things in there which I'm not good at. But I reckon we should give it a go.
Would you take an IQ test, Sammy?
Yep, I'm up for it.
Damian
I'd like
Leaf,
to know. I don't
take
necessarily.
An IQ test?
I'm only doing it because you guys
would
put me
you
on the
take
spot.
It?
But I don't agree
what
with
are you
these
afraid
things.
Of
I don't agree
Leaf?
With them because
I'll
I don't.
Tell you what I'll do.
All right.
I'll have a chat to the boss here at Wave.
All right, I'll do it. Stop it.
You'll do it? Okay. I'm going to have a bit of a chat to the boss at Wave. We're going to clear the boardroom. We can't do it now. They take like half an hour or something. 9 o'clock, you two up against one another, Wave FM boardroom.
Oh, like mathletes in competition.
This could be really bad, guys. I'm giving you the heads up.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll find an IQ test somewhere on the net. There'll be thousands of them. We'll find an IQ test on the net.
Bad idea.
And we'll take the IQ test after nine.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Sammy, yesterday you brought up the very important question of, am I a good friend? And this was...
I think it was, am I a bad friend? Because I ordered two margaritas on my girlfriend's bartender.
Oh, well, actually it was. I suppose the it's almost the same question, really. Am I a good or a bad friend? Because, yeah, you did abuse the bar tab.
We worked
friend.
Out it wasn't. No, we decided... We had a lovely call. Was it Tom, I think, who said, no, stuff it. It was an open tab. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah,
and
so
I'm
you
standing
and Tom
by
decided
that.
Then.
Yeah, you. It was really just you and Tom. And I think Tom's a mate of yours.
Yeah.
So I think we decided
who
that
who do you
after.
Think had the other margarita?
Yeah.
Well, here's a question for you. Am I a bad friend, okay?
Yes.
Or am I a good friend?
Yeah.
No, come on, guys. You haven't even heard my story yet.
Oh, okay. Story
all right? There's a story. No. Hey, listen, just a few moments ago, you and Sammy conspired against me to say that I look tired.
Do the story.
Okay. Anyway, my mate from Ireland rang me up.
I said you sounded tired, but anyway.
You never say that. As a rule, friends don't say...
Oh, do the story.
Oh, sorry. A friend of mine from Ireland rang me up yesterday, and he is that friend who seems to remember everything from my childhood that we experienced, but I don't remember any of it.
Oh, Damien, I'm the same as you, and I've got a friend that's the same. She knows everything, and I'm like, don't remember.
So don't bad. You feel awful?
Yeah.
I mean, I had the question yesterday. I was like, am I a bad friend? He relayed this whole story about how we took a train from Dublin. We went all the way down to Killarney, which is way down the bottom of Ireland, gorgeous spot. How we drank beers all the way there. We misbehaved. He outlined everything from.
Don't say it.
What?
You didn't remember any of it.
Zero. Oh, nothing.
Damn.
And I went, like all good people do. I went, yeah, yeah. Oh wow, that was awesome, wasn't it? And now I'm left with two things. Maybe he was testing me. Maybe it never happened, and he wanted to test our friendship to see whether I would own up to it and say, hey, actually, dude, I think you're thinking of a different friend. but likewise, if he wasn't testing me, well, then am I a terrible person that I don't remember what clearly he thought was an amazing time in our lives as friends?
Yeah, so maybe it just wasn't as wonderful a memory for you as it was for him. But I always think honesty is the best policy. I really think you should say, oh, my goodness, are you sure it was me? Because I don't remember that. And it sounds like such a wonderful time. I would never be able to forget an experience like that with you. So maybe it was someone else. Maybe he's the bad friend.
You know what? I'd love to say that was the right thing to say, Sammy, but I'd be saying that a lot. I mean, even occasionally to Eileen, I'll say, are you sure I wasn't a different boyfriend? Eileen, my wife, will relay things in our past.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Sammy Lucas, have you ever fallen asleep in an awkward position or a strange place, you know, in public maybe?
In the dunny.
I don't fall asleep in public. The only place I would fall asleep in front of people I don't know is on a plane. You know, I travel a lot when yes. we used to be able to. Long haul flights, and often you're sleeping next to a complete stranger for, you know, like 10 hours. And I don't worry
hang
about
hang on, the air hostess that's serving your food in first class isn't a stranger.
No, oh, come on. That was only once. No, but when I'm sleeping next to a stranger for many hours on the way to New York, I don't worry about my snoring or my dribbling. The thing I worry about is the fact that I have a habit of throwing the leg over when I'm asleep.
She's a leg thrower.
I roll over and I throw my leg out because I'm used to sleeping on my own. And if that seat is too close to me.
Oh, my goodness me.
I might wake up draped over something.
Oh, my goodness me.
How many times has a bloke woken up next to you on a plane going, hello, what about this? Mile High Club, here I come.
It has, well. You took it to the level I wasn't expecting it to go to, but yeah.
We have read your book, Romantically Challenged, and we do know that there are sections. We won't get into the details of that.
Falling asleep in public places, why do you do it?
No, look, I don't really. The only time I'm the same as you, on planes and things like that, and I do dribble on people, and I do wake up on people's shoulders and all the rest. And I occasionally, if I'm really exhausted, I'll talk in my sleep as well. So God knows what people are hearing. You know, I'm gibberish in Irish, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But, I wonder if you sing in your sleep.
Well, I'd have to charge someone because that's a free concert. So I'm not willing to do that.
Eileen, here's the bill at the end of the month.
Even my sleepy self knows I don't do free concerts. Unless it's for charity, that's it. But you know what I did find? I was going through my phone. And my father-in-law, he can sleep anywhere. I would say he's borderline. I don't want to say narcolepsy, but he certainly has... He's got an issue with sleeping, you know.
He can fall asleep anyway.
Anywhere, including, you know, he's got to be very careful driving and all the rest. We'd have to
really?
Pull over. Oh, yeah, no, he is a sleeper.
That's
you know,
dangerous.
He recognizes that. He doesn't actually drive anymore anyway. So, but what I find very, very funny is my kids have really latched onto it now. And every time I go through my phone, I find photographs of selfies with poor granddad fast asleep, like leaning over, you know, like in an absolute daze. And then Jagger or Kiki or Jarvis all smiling, pointing to him, you know. Like,
they do selfies with him.
They do selfies. selfies of granddad, just poor granddad in an absolute, another world. He's in another world. And then there's these kids just, hey, selfie time with granddad, sleep with granddad. But he does.
That photo that you showed me looks a bit like Weekend at Bernie's.
and you know what? That's what
that
it looks
kind
like.
Kind of vibe.
Because when granddad falls asleep in a public place, he's out cold. And it can be anywhere. I've seen him, you know, in restaurants, like in, you know, in a shopping center, the eatery area of a shopping center. In the mall. You know, we'll all be sitting there and you look over and granddad's just...
Wow.
You know, good on him, I say. You know, if you could... I wish I could sleep like that. I mean, the only time I've ever slept in public was in a toilet for 2 hours. And that was intentionally.
That was at your job.
Excuse me? What?
I had a hangover. I turned up to work and I really didn't feel like working that day. So I went to the toilets. I set an alarm on my phone and I fell asleep in the toilet, sitting on the toilet.
You know what we do want to find out, Illawarra? Where do you fall asleep?
Ooh,
that's simple.
Straight up.
Where do you fall asleep? I mean, like, just tell us. If it was a place that you go, oh, my God, you're never going to believe it, I fell asleep in. Let's get to Lottie and Mount St. Thomas.
I fell asleep at a heavy metal concert.
Another one. So we've had AC/DC. Now, okay, who was the heavy metal band? Can you remember or were you that dozy? You didn't?
I can't remember because I was actually on a date at the time as well. I was there for it's his taste of music, not mine. But there was a lounge and I sat down and that was it. I was asleep.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so there's a couple of factors at play here. So it was a death metal concert and you were on a date and neither of them could inspire you to stay awake. That's rough.
I think he found it charming because we're still together.
So I love it, yes.
Lottie.
That is cute. Yeah, I like that.
That's very good. In Fairy Meadow, Alison, good morning.
Hello, good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really good. Alison, where have you fallen asleep?
I actually fell asleep
also at a concert, a Jimmy Barnes concert down at Skelly's last night.
Did you hear
that? Just exhausted?
Pardon me?
Were you just exhausted? Was that what it was, just from pure exhaustion?
It really was. I mean, because I was young and I was actually sober. I was a DD for the night. So I fell asleep at the table while all the girlfriends were having a good old time on the dance floor. And, they woke me up when they got back. I was exhausted. Yeah.
You know what? I love that. Good on you. If you can do it, why not? And whether it's death metal, Jimmy Barnes, or AC/DC, it just goes for all those people who say that my music puts them to sleep, they are incorrect. All right, take that.
Hey, Wollongong. G'day, Kath. Where'd you fall asleep?
Oh, morning, guys. It wasn't me. It was my husband. He was on the train, fell asleep, and found himself at the end of the train line, which was about 80 kilometres from our house.
Oh, no.
The only problem was the next train back wasn't for about 3.5 hours. So he had to catch an Uber, which cost us over $200. So it was a very expensive sleep.
Oh, geez. Should have just checked into an Ibis or something.
Yeah. That would have been a better idea.
Kath, was he drunk at the time?
Ooh.
He was very drunk.
That's what happens.
Been at the footy.
Yeah. I've had a mate do that. We're at the footy at the Sydney Football Stadium. We jumped on the fast train line, the country line. He ended up at Mount Victoria, way up in Blue Mountains.
Disaster.
Awful. So, Kim, we feel your pain. Hey, thanks so much for the call.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
What about that?
Well, there you go. It's
falling
obviously
asleep on a train. Yeah. Ooh, no, thanks.
No, exactly. There are other people that have fallen asleep there too, Sammy.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I'm just on the floor. I need your help with something, guys. So I read this thing yesterday about this amazing technique to help you burn off the belly fat. Oh. Now, I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if it's winter, first day of winter, or if it's a bit of COVID, but I've got this layer of fat around my belly that I can't move.
Oh.
And so I read this thing yesterday that is this really simple technique to get rid of it. No exercise or crazy diet required.
All right. I'm all skeptical when I hear these things. Okay, yeah, so what's involved?
It's called the Japanese towel method.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And already sounds chonky.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's pretty simple. So this guy reckons he's worked out how to get rid of the belly fat for good. I mean, hello, who doesn't want to know that? All you need is a towel. And the thing is, so he goes through all of the instructions for how to do it, but I'm confused about one of the things, so I need your help, right? So you roll a towel up, you sit down on the floor, and I'm doing this now. We're videoing it, so you can watch this online later.
You'll see it on the socials.
Now it says, put the towel against the small of your back.
Yeah.
But then it says it has to be placed at the parallel to your navel. What does that mean? Like, parallel to my belly button. Does that mean the towel goes this way or the towel goes this way?
Oh.
Confusing, right?
No, so what Sammy's describing there, she's saying, does it go lengthways or breathways? So is that,
up and down or across the back?
Or long ways?
I don't know. So if it's parallel.
Try it both ways and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, let's see. Okay.
Well, it's just the simple old. Hold on. It's the simple old, you put the towel in the small of your back and then you basically. Oh my God. Ow. Ow.
Okay. Wow, Sammy, we can see the fat just disappearing.
Sammy, it's amazing what's actually happening there right now.
So Sammy, stop doing it. You're fading away to a shadow.
For those who can't visualize what we're seeing Sammy lying on her back on a towel. in a nutshell, that's it. And moaning about it.
It actually really hurts. So you lie like that for 5 minutes with your fingers together and your toes together and the belly fat miraculously disappears.
Your fingers together and your toes together.
Wait, don't interrupt her because she's sounding like an infomercial right now. So just don't interrupt her because she can buy that towel for $79.95. Three easy installments. Sammy, get off the towel. You are fading away. Look, that's it. Sammy Lucas is done.
We can barely see her now.
Yeah, that's right.
She's like, she's just a pale reflection.
Yep. Is her summer body back yet?
She's nothing but a skeleton now. What a shame. Sammy Lucas was with us and now she's faded away.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Sam is topic train.
All right, so we've got a couple of stories and we get Damien and Sammy's take on these stories when we ask a very different question to the story. So talk about rude awakenings. What about this? The residents of Bradman Avenue, Warilla, were awoken in the small hours of Sunday morning when an SUV rolled over in their street.
Oh, my God. What are they doing?
Exactly. What are they doing?
Was anyone hurt?
Well, probably the dudes in the SUV.
Oh, jeez.
Not badly, but just, you know, more embarrassed. I mean, hey, guys, how you going Sunday morning? I've rolled my SUV over in your street. Feel a little bit silly. A bit drunk and silly thing to do.
Silly thing to do. Yeah.
Sammy, Damien, have you ever had a rude awakening?
Rude awakening. Well,
one, we should say don't drive when you're drunk, first of all. That was a stupid thing to do.
Yeah,
hopefully they weren't drinking. Rude awakening, Damien?
Yeah, well, you know, in the Leith household, we have a running gag where we all set alarm clocks, a little Guinness alarm clock for people randomly. So I did it to the kids one time. Just before I left for the radio station, I set it for just after 5 o'clock. It went off and woke them all up.
That's not funny.
Wasn't that hilarious? Horrible.
That is
kind of
funny.
Not hilarious,
and
then, Damien.
They, in turn, did the same back to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I had the final laugh because, you know, I woke up and went, hey, I've still got an hour to sleep. Yay. So did they
That's
win?
Terrible.
No, they did not.
My goodness.
It's not about winning, but it's all about celebrating for you, that's for sure.
And I'm still celebrating.
Yeah, you are. That's your bad Spanish accent, Damien. What about you, Sammy?
Rude awakening. Oh, the only one I could think of is I was staying at a very posh hotel in Singapore, Raffles Hotel.
Ooh.
And I woke up in the middle of the night and I was alone in the room. I thought I was. And there was a man standing at the end of my bed. And I screamed.
Yeah.
It was a housekeeper. It was like 2 or 3 a.m. or something. He clearly didn't see the do not disturb sign on the door.
Mm.
And I couldn't understand how it happened. I was shooting a TV show at the time. So it was one of those, like, well, they upgraded me to one of the fancy suites. And they mustn't have updated the room list. Now, I reckon this housekeeper was sneaking in there to have a little nap. Like Sleeping Beauty in one of the fancy beds and went, oh, what's she doing in here? Oh. So that was a bit of a rude awakening, yes.
What was a rude awakening?
Expect to have a man at the end of my bed.
No, I wouldn't mean take advantage anyway, leg over Lucas.
On a plane, Straney, only on a plane.
What about this local story? A Barrack Point family take out the Shell Harbour City Good Neighbour Award. Well done to them.
Oh, nice.
When did you last do something good for the neighbour? Sammy, you live in a very big apartment complex. Surely you've done something good for a neighbour.
Well, I remember years ago I had to take a bottle of wine, but it was more of an apology than anything because I live on the 10th floor and I thought I'm just going to wash the balcony, like give it a good scrub out the back. And I had buckets of water and mops and floor cleaner and it was splashing everywhere. Mm. And then I hear this scream from down below and 10 floors below me. I didn't consider that the neighbor down there had this massive courtyard and he was trying to sit out there having a barbecue with some friends. And there was just my dirty balcony water splashing.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if you're actually even allowed to do that.
I know. There's got to be
It was a nice bottle of wine. Body corporate rules on that, I would imagine. Gee.
I've never done it again.
Well, I mean, that wasn't a nice thing for the neighbor. What I did for my neighbor was we looked after the neighbor's fish. All right. Well, while they were away. And I got to say,
high risk maneuver.
It is a
high risk. I hope there's a happy ending.
It had a happy ending. Every single fish survived. I tell you what, it's a nervous thing when you've got to look after your neighbor's pet of any nature. But fish especially, those things, you never know what fish are going to do.
Yeah, they eat each other. They cost a lot, don't they, Damien? How much did it cost you when you had to get the others to look exactly like the ones you'd let die?
It took a lot of effort, I got to tell you. Finding Nemo, I had to find at least 5 Nemos.
Damien and Sammy's topic train is coming. Damien and Sammy's topic train.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.